And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 16th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of one of the first well-known female mathematicians born in Milan in 1718, Maria Gaetana Agnesi. Her father Pietro, a businessman, her mother, an aristocrat. The child was a brilliant little girl. By the age of 10, she spoke 5 languages. At the age of 9, she addressed a group of academics in Latin on the subject of women's rights and access to education. She wanted to enter a convent, but when her mother died, she had to take charge of the household and care for her many siblings. But she maintained her interest in math and philosophy. And in 1733, she published a collection of essays based on the talks that she had given to her father's circle of friends. And that same year, she began working on a math textbook, which grew into a larger work, and in which she wrote an equation for a specific bell-shaped curve that is still used today. The book Analytical Institutions, published 1748, highly regarded in academic circles for synthesizing complex mathematical ideas. It's the birthday of the writer, radio man, Louis Terkel, Studs Terkel, born in the Bronx in New York, 1912. Family moved to Chicago when he was just 10 years old. His books included Division Street America, Hard Times, Working. Studs Terkel died in 2008 at the age of 96. He said, "I've always felt in all my books that there's a deep decency in the American people and a native intelligence, providing they have the information." Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick, entitled Walking Distance, for Stanley Dentinger, 1922 to 2004. Walking distance used to be much farther, miles and miles. Your grandfather, as a young man with a wife and new baby son, walked to and from his job, which was in the next town. That was Iowa, 1946, and it was not a hardship, but an opportunity, which is youth speaking, and also a particular man of German descent, walking on good legs on white gravel roads, smoking cigarettes, which were cheap, though not free as they'd been during the war. Tobacco burned toward his fingers, but never reached them. The fire was small and personal, almost intimate, glowing bright when he put the cigarette to his lips and breathed through it. So many cigarettes before bombing runs, and none had been his last. A great surprise. Sometimes he passed a farmer burning field grass in the spring, the smoldering line advancing toward the fence. He had to know what he was doing so near the barn. You had to be close to see the way blades of dry grass passed the flame along at a truly individual level. Very close to see how delicious a meal the field was to the fire on a damp, calm, almost English morning, ideal for walking. A poem by Connie Wanick, Walking Distance, from On Speaking Terms, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.